issue really is the amount of salary it takes to be considered exempt.
Paul Sicilian is a Grand Valley State University economics professor with a special focus on labor. Coming into June, the U.S. Labor Department finalized a new rule that raises overtime exemptions for certain salaried workers. The cutoff goes from just over $23,000 to $47,476. Sicilian says, in other words, that means quite a bit more employees will be eligible for overtime. Just how many, he says, is a source of debate.
Because the rules are a little bit complicated, and what defines you as an executive or manager is not clear-cut.
The Department of Labor puts the number of impacted employees at more than 4 million. Sicilian says other think tanks like the Economic Policy Institute say the number is more than 12 million. Regardless of impacted workers, it's certainly a jump. Sicilian says that's because the department hasn't changed that number, the 23,000, for more than 10 years. And moving forward, he says they'll be doing it every 3 years.
So what you ought to see now under this regulation is it'll change more frequently, but you won't see such large jumps. What you saw since 2004 is the percentage of people covered under the list shrunk a lot. So that, I think, is an interesting way of measuring, you know, the need for the increase rather than looking at what looks like a big jump in the salary that gets covered.
Sicilian says the three-year review should correlate more with things like inflation, meaning the numbers won't seem so extreme. Hillary Farrell, WGVU News.